We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. This is the Bart Winkler Show, coming at you live on Blackout Wednesday. And this will serve as the Thanksgiving Day episode as well. We'll get this one posted up right away, because why not? It's a Thanksgiving holiday. We'll also be live Packers-Lions. So we'll have a live show after the game on Thursday. Bucks lose to the Celtics 119 to 116. This was a game that was much anticipated all day long. I was like feeling nervous as if it was a playoff game, as if it was like almost Super Bowl like vibes. I really was eager for this game to see how it would go. And then the Bucks go down 10-0 right away. And it was awful. And I think that, you know, recapping some of the thoughts and just trying to take stock of where we're at here now is this was a game that was getting away from them. This was a game that looked really bad. This was a game that just was not good for a long time. And there's things to blame, like the Celtics hot shooting was insane, especially in the first half. They shot like 50-some percent from three, I think, or close. It was very high. I think that the refereeing was not fun for a while. I think that there was part of it that was annoying, but I think for the most part, this was a winnable game and the Bucks just weren't serious enough. I think that the Bucks had a lot of chances. You saw it even late with Damian Lillard at the rim, but you saw Giannis a bunch of times at the rim where they just couldn't, like, the lead that they shrunk finally in the last couple of minutes was nice, but that could have happened many times at many different other parts of the game. You would have these great stops on D and then just play really idiotic in the transitional game, and you would just give the ball right back. It was horrendous to see. So I think, like, where I'm at coming out of this game, the thing that bothers me the most about the loss is that I don't know if it's going to be viewed in a vacuum. If the national media gets their hands on this, and, you know, I know that the pregame on ESPN was atrocious, at least from some of the reports. I didn't watch that part of it, but I heard that they were doing the same like stuff that they were always doing about, the Bucks lost this trade or whatever. Jrue Holiday, by the way, 1 for 8. So an outstanding performance by Drew in this game. And Damian Lillard played well defensively. So I don't know. I think that, yes, they lost. Yes, it's November. Yes, it sucks to lose in Boston. But I don't know that if there is a gap, like if Boston's 1 and Milwaukee's 2, if that's what people think, I don't know that that gap is that large. I still like the Bucks over Boston. And I think the series would go 7. Maybe we need home field advantage. That felt like a game 7, how it would play out. Boston in elimination games, they always go up big like that. And then it's just like your crawlback mode and it like sucks. So I think that's where I'm at. And also there was a tweet that Frank Madden had where the Bucks going to Boston, and you know, the Celtics don't fear the Bucks. They don't fear the Bucks at all. And it's almost like they enjoy playing them. Like they enjoy it. They love to do it. And that's what it seems like. I'll throw the link out there in a little bit. Want to go through some comments first before I get all that and just spew out all my hot takes on this game. Again, Bucks lose to the Celtics 119 to 116. Thanks for grabbing us. However you're grabbing us, whether it's on the live stream on a blackout Wednesday, which I did invent, or if it's anytime on Thanksgiving, or if you're using this as pregame for the in-season tournament game coming up on Friday. Okay, we got to turn it around. So silver lining here is this was not an in-season tournament game, and we can still turn things around at this point. J Money says, Holiday closed that game out. Man, I missed that guy. He closed it out in terms of he was fouled and then knocked down some free throws. I don't know that he, like, closed it out like Dame almost did the other way. If anyone closed it out, I guess maybe, you know, Tatum's drive. I think that Holiday, it was interesting. I don't know if you guys saw the video beforehand where he went into the Bucks locker room, which I don't know that I'm thrilled with. I mean, okay, I guess. I mean, he won a title here, but maybe save. I don't know. After, before, I don't know. Like meet up at a like a restaurant prior to. I don't know. I just, it's weird. Was he looking at the whiteboard trying to steal some plays? I don't know. But Giannis was cold to him, man. Giannis was like, oh yeah, hey, man, yeah, slap. You know, he was hugging Brooke and some coaches, but Middleton and Giannis, I don't know, that they were terribly perceptive or receptive of him. Yeah, Drew Holiday, for what it's worth, 35 minutes, 1-for-8, 1-of-5 from 3, 5 points total. Tatum at 23. He was 2-for-9 from 3. Shocking. Porzingis. It sucks that they have him, I think. 21 points. Derek White had 13, and Jaylen Brown had 26. Those are the starters. For the Bucks, Giannis had 21, but he was 7 of 20. And he only took 3 threes, so he was 7 of 17. He was 7 of 17, not counting threes. And that is bad. He was 20 of 23 the other night, I think. And a lot of these shots, it wasn't even like, if he's 7 of 17 and he's like working on his bag, that's one thing. He's 7 of 17 and he's missing gimmies. So that was rough. Middleton had some big threes, but otherwise was 4 for 14. Lopez was their best offensive player tonight for a good chunk of it. 28 points led the scoring, 34 minutes, 12-18. Lillard finally came alive at the end with 27. Couple of guys off the bench had nice runs, but there was nothing, you know, super to write home about there. I think, again, I don't feel as bad about this loss now that it's happened as I did if this was a three-quarter game. If this was a three-quarter game, I'd be very upset about how they lost, and I think they gave a lot away. Like, this is a winnable game. I mean, they know the Celtics are leaving knowing that, okay, we didn't – I mean, we won the game, but we didn't, like, blow them out. And the Bucks are like, ah, fuck, we had an opportunity, many opportunities. So, again, I think it's close. I think it's close. Bobby says, if I could paint a picture of Wisconsin sports in its current state, it would likely be the biggest pile of shit known to mankind. Yeah, the Brewers lost Craig Counsell to their rival. What's Wisconsin? Wisconsin's playing right now. Their football team sucks, though. Got Minnesota this weekend. Marquette beat Kansas. Won the Super Bowl last night, two nights ago. Unfortunately, lost to Purdue, if you like them. Bucks lost to the Celtics. Packers stink. So, yeah, I mean, it's been better. I don't think anybody's getting a tattoo of the three logos superimposed on each other tonight. Still the worst logo ever created. I would still attest to that. That's kind of where I'm at. We always play poorly in Boston. SMH, very frustrating. That from Andre. It does seem to be the same script over and over and over again. Somebody had tweeted a, like how we do, I must not have saved it, but they tweeted how the Celtics shoot against us, and it's always above league average. They hit threes. Now, some are open, but some are not. I mean, Al Horford gets open all the time, but then Derek White's hitting contested threes. So it's never good. It's always a problem. Refs were bad on both sides. That's from Noah. Refs are never good. I will take this opportunity. It's been 8 minutes. I can't believe I saved it this long. Doris Burke and Mark Jones got to go. I mean, they cannot. It's just like, what I said about Mark Jones is he seems like he's always auditioning for a job that he knows he's not going to get, but he'll never call an NBA finals. So he calls every game like it's the NBA finals. And Doris, her fascination with the Celtics is ridiculous. She is scolding the Bucks at one point. She is there was a play where Dame hit a three, I think. And then Derek White, kind of, you know how they run and pretend to almost block him. She's like, oh, great. She always gives the Celtics credits for things that they didn't do. And then never gives the Bucks credits for things they do. If you ask why didn't I watch on Bally's, I watch the national games. If they're on national TV, I watch national TV games. I think I just do it. No, with all due respect, it feels a little bigger. And maybe I just like the graphics better. Also, Bally's going bankrupt, so I don't know. Also, Bally's never works. So why wouldn't I? Why would I? Zach says we shot terribly and in ways we don't miss. Celtics couldn't miss most of the game. Honestly, losing by three isn't that bad. Ajax needs to play 30 minutes. There were a lot of games. If you like rewatch this game, which you'd have to be a sicko to do, but how many times we missed it? We, Giannis, at the cup, at the lid, at the bucket, at the peach basket. How many times did he miss there? It was kind of rough. Scott says, if we had Holiday, we lose this game by 30. Yeah, if you're going to make this a Drew versus Dame thing, I mean, it's clear now. Like, the Celtics are a good team. They are a top two team, I think. It's the Bucks and the Celtics. And the Sixers have been playing well. And I guess the Magic are 10-5. And the Pacers clinched an in-season tournament spot. So there's some good basketball being played out in the East. But, man, John Henson tweeted, if the Bucks knew that Drew would go to the Celtics, would they still do the Dame trade? You played in this league for a decade. Of course. Yes, of course. How do you not? We forget. And that's why I'm glad that Damian Lillard finally came alive at the end and played pretty well defensively at times. I mean, I don't know. I think that yes, Drew being on the Celtics blows. I hate it. But the way that last year Dame was a top 10 player and Drew was top 40. And now just because of where they moved, the NBA media has equated them as Dame's 25 and Drew is the best defensive player to ever walk this earth, which is pretty fucked. JR says, 2 years ago, Bucks won a championship with Bud and Drew and both gone. Here we are. Hey, you got to constantly evolve in this world. You can't rest on your laurels. BK wishes Lillard showed up quarters 1-3. That'd have been decent. Noah says, we really missed Jay tonight. That's right. Only one of the Lopez brothers playing tonight. That, of course, was Brooke, who had his best game of the season. I saw all three of the Jonas brothers at Tupelo Honey in downtown Milwaukee when I went on my lunch date with Tim. Yeah, the Jonas brothers were there. Kevin and Joe, and then Nick came, and you may have seen other pictures they took with people. And then I guess they hang out at Cafe Benelux, too, on the rooftop. But they were at Tupelo Honey. When they wanted food, after a concert, they went to Tupelo Honey. And I went with Tim, and it was about 11:30. And I did get avocado toast like a real millennial, and it was very good. And we had the biscuits with the Tupelo honey. Exquisite. Tim had the chicken and waffles. Oh, man, I almost reached over to his plate and ate it. This is Tupelo honey downtown, Clyburn and Broadway, right now in November. When you go there, Teacher Tom. Hey, Teacher Tom went there today. When you go there and make a reservation or tell your server about the Bart Winkler show, you get 20% off your food through the end of November. So really cool stuff. I'm also going to have some gift cards to give away from them in December. Just got to figure out a fun way to give those away. So Tupelo Honey, check it out. Looking for some place. You got all this cooking this weekend. You're not going to want to cook come Saturday or Sunday. You want to go to brunch. You want to get a meal. Tupelo Honey in Milwaukee is the place to do that. And again, saw the Joe Bros. Did not go up to them. I just don't have that gene in me. I don't have that gene in me. I don't know what celebrity I'd actually go up to right now. I saw Giannis at swimming. My kid's swimming. I didn't go up to him. And he was like sitting right by me. I didn't say nothing. Nothing. I think Tom Hiddleston I would say something to. I think I would say something to Loki right now. That might be the only one. And maybe Conan O'Brien. I just don't like bugging celebrities. I don't know. I know that that's part of the gig, but I don't know. I don't know if I like doing it. Seems like they barely run any plays for Lillard, says Jay Money. For a while, it did seem like, you know, sometimes it still seems like Giannis forgets that they have Dame. Sometimes. Bucks lose 119 to 116. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We have got more comments here on YouTube, and then I'll throw the link out if anyone wants to join and party. Corey says, open up the box score, look at the Celtics bench, try not to explode with laughter. That's why they'll never win a title. That's one of the weirdest narratives about this whole thing, is that the Celtics bench, they have better depth. People are trying to tell us the Celtics had better depth because we lost Grayson Allen. Has anyone even thought about Grayson Allen since he left? Like anyone, like not just Bucks fans, anyone in this league. Grayson Allen's in that trade. No one ever thinks of him. The Celtics bench is Sam Hauser, who's been playing decent, Peyton Pritchard and Al Horford. But they can't go more than that. That's eight guys. They have an eight-guy rotation, and they can't go more than that. O'Shea Brissett, Lamar Stevens, Luke Kornet. They're not like in a playoff series, seven games. Those guys are playing 45, 46 minutes. Tatum and Brown and Drew and White. They're playing the whole game. So there'll be opportunities to kind of take advantage of that unless they make some sort of move at the deadline. But right now, yeah, the Bucks bench is better. It is better than the Celtics. Don't let anybody say that. And Drew is better. Nope. Dame is better than Drew. So don't let anyone say that either. Tatum needs to be guarded, and we need to find a way to stop him, and also Brown. And they did pass the ball around a little bit with efficiency and always have an open three. So defensively, there are some things that we can improve. But as far as the Celtics' depth, not worried. Taylor wanted the win, but we only lost by three, where we could have easily lost by 30. Nice game by Brooke tonight. Scott reiterates, if we had Holiday, we lose that game by 30. Jeremy says, I agree. I think Milwaukee is better. Almost came back. And this was a bad game for the Bucks. If we are on all cylinders, the Bucks win. The Celtics did finish 40% from three. The Bucks did get up to 38% from three, so not terrible. But again, it was the early lead that sort of doomed Milwaukee in this one and kept it going. Stalas Tom, the Chris Middleton contract was a bad move. Disagree. Too many jumpers and dribbling from Giannis. No, I disagree with that too. He missed in the paint. He missed in the restricted area. Really weird game from Giannis. I think Giannis... Somebody, there was some discourse on what is this? Dan Shaney YouTube stream is streamers. There's a feature in StreamYard that when I like do certain movements, things appear, but I don't know what they are, and I've been discovering them. So I'm trying to be as animated as possible to see what can. This gets nothing. I do quotes and I get that, and this does nothing. Do the Harlem Shake. 5 years later, it does nothing. What the hell? Tony says, falling leaves and pumpkin, please. Yeah, that's right. It's a pillow game at the in-laws. Does not disappoint at all. Brew Crew says, Boston wins, America loses. Yeah, that would be a nice part of it, too. Drew shut Giannis down is from J Money. I think a lot of Giannis was just missing at the even Dame at the end, like they missed a lot of shots and they had a lot of, like, I don't know. I mean, it's a loss. It's a loss. It's definitely a loss. I'm not saying it's not a loss, but it definitely didn't need to be the way that it was. And I think that, you know, they play this game again. This game, if they play this game again, the Bucks can win it. Again, we didn't have Jay Crowder, but Tatum was sick. So he wasn't like, there's balloons now. What the fuck? Jesus. Yeah, Giannis missed a lot of layups as well. Dave says, class act, Giannis was in game mode when Drew showed up. Boston wanted this. We didn't play as hard. Let me read that tweet from Frank Madden, because I thought it was perfect. He says, the most consistent thing about Bucks Celtics the last couple of years is that the Celtics have absolutely no fear of the Bucks. They love playing the Bucks, and it's showing on the scoreboard again tonight. They love playing the Bucks. He also said Giannis 4-13 to start tonight, and even Sam Hauser has forced him into a couple of awkward misses around the bucket. They've answered the but how will they defend Giannis question pretty convincingly. Drew serving as the tip of the spear. And then, like, yeah, it wasn't wide open. Like, he wasn't missing wide open layups. There was action and he was contested, but he was still missing. Start to bring some of you guys in. Austin's here. What's up, Austin?
Hey, Barty.
Yo.
What's going on, man? Rough game to watch tonight, huh?
Yeah, kind of a malaise, just, and then just kind of
seemed like Boston jumped up.
Austin, are we on a delay?
Yeah, Bart. Okay. I think we're back.
Okay, I'm talking.
Okay,
you talk.
So Boston just
Jesus.
You go.
You know you.
God. Okay. Well, wait. You hang up first. All right. So Boston just jumped out to that 10-0 lead, and it was like, oh, boy, man. How are we going to – I don't recall. Did we ever gain the lead back from that?
I don't think we ever had the lead.
I don't think we ever got back from that. But just from that 10-0 start, watching that was just brutal. And I was like, why am I not watching the last waltz right now?
So what's like, cause again, it early, it was like, oh shit, this sucks, fucking panic. And then it was like, whatever, you know, we're playing dumb. And then they come back and they only lose by three. How do you feel about Bucks Celtics and the gap or the, whatever you think it is, Bucks Celtics, whatever way, how do you feel about it after we see him play for the first of four times?
I'm going to say that I think that we can go up against them and give them a 7-game series. I do think their acquisition of Kristaps Porzingis. My buddy told me it was Porzingis, but
I've heard both ways.
Yeah. That dude is pretty freaking good. So I do think we could take him to seven, and especially we give the Bucks, you know, they got literally all season to develop their new team, new head coach. I know you still got Giannis and Mid and Brooke and yada yada. You got your core. But I do think that just the way that they played against them tonight was a positive, especially that they were down and it looked like they had no chance to come back. And then Dame almost did make it Dame time. And I mean, man, you give this team a whole season to, you know, to build and, you know, bind in to something. I don't see any reason why they wouldn't, why they would be not favored, or why they wouldn't, or why they would be favored. I could see a 7-game series against the Celtics and go either way, man.
Thoughts on Drew. There's some interesting comments about Drew. Stalas Tom says, if Drew wasn't a Buck, no one here would be talking about him. He was just another guy out there. Captain Coolsman says, let's chill out about Drew. He's lost all ability to score since the finals run. Did you feel sad? Drew?
No, I love Drew. I'm just turning off some Wi-Fi just in case I'm spotty. No, no, man. Drew, God bless him. Loved him. I love Aaron Rodgers too, but they're gone. I'm not gonna. I don't know. I saw some stuff on Twitter about Drew Holiday from Celtics fans, and I was pretty disgusted by those.
Oh, there were some awful.
So
shit,
no, I have no ill. Yeah, that you should be like kicked off Twitter for doing stuff like that. That was pretty bad. But well,
I think I'm gonna kick you off.
I don't care that Drew sucked. Yeah, okay. Okay. I'm gonna put a comment in about your kick me off.
Okay. All right. Austin. How's your internet, Mark?
Better than his, I guess.
Yeah. What'd you think tonight?
I'm watching it. I'm like, Giannis is going in for a foul or something like that. He's like, he's shooting like right at the rim. And he's asking for fouls. I'm like, he shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah. I thought that he missed a lot too. That wasn't great. That was a problem. How do you feel about the Bucks and Celtics gap? Are we worried? Are we in trouble?
I'm not worried. They have no bench. So.
No bench. Absolutely no bench. Well, you're here. I'm going to bring in everyone's favorite duo, Jake and Q. Gentlemen.
Yo.
Q's got his in-season tournament shirt on. You got to wait till Friday.
No, it's the only game that matters this week.
You got to wash your shirt until Friday.
I just live in it now.
Oh, that's all right. I got a lot of people. I'm still catching up on some of the comments. I did watch the ESPN broadcast. Again, I always watch the national broadcast. I get Bally 65 other days out of the year. I got no problem with that. JR is still in the comments really talking about Bud and Drew. What is happening? The Bucks fucking won a world championship with Drew and Bud. So many here hate. SMH, spoiled Gen Z, I guess. I don't know that the reaction you're giving is maybe you're watching a different show. Or we are, I don't know, Drew, that like that Drew, you would rather have that Drew than this Dame. There's no way on earth. Drew tonight is why they moved on from Dame. That doesn't mean, or to Dame. That doesn't mean we're disrespecting Drew. Now, I did title this YouTube, Bucks Battle Back But Fall in Boston as Drew Holiday goes 1-for-8 in breakout performance. So I am being a dick. However, Dame is an upgrade from Drew, and the Celtics don't think that. They think they're on top, and so does the rest of the world. So now we're being forced to like be anti-Drew when we like Drew, but it's better for the Bucks that we have Dame. Your thoughts on the game, Q?
Do you remember the last time we played the Celtics?
I don't know. I think I black it out.
They put up 140 points and we scored 99.
Oh, when was that?
It was at the end of the last season.
Oh, and then I was probably like, don't worry. They're just figuring things out for the playoffs. No one needs to be concerned, right?
I guess I bring that up just because, like, tonight, the way that first quarter went, like, I cannot believe we only lost by 3 points. And I looked it up. We went 7 for 26 in the first quarter. I promise you that will not happen again this year. So I guess I'm not overly concerned with this game in November. And I don't think that the Celtics fans will make a big deal about it. And I don't think we should either. I don't really watch ESPN. The pregame was terrible. I don't know who they had up there with Perk today, but like maybe they have AI writing their scripts, but they had no, like, they had no knowledge of what's been going on with the Bucks. They were saying it was a slow start. They were saying that we won 5 games, but none of the games were mattered. It's like we just beat the Mavs on a back-to-back. And they were at full health and we, yeah. So I don't know. I guess I'm just here to say it's fine. We're going to be okay. I'm sure we'll win on Friday and then hopefully we'll beat Miami on Tuesday. But I don't know. Everything's going to be okay. Everybody.
Here's some Winklerception. Here's how I started the show. When the Bucks lost to the Celtics 140-99.
Okay, the Celtics flat out smoked the Bucks on Thursday night. Just flat out crushed them. Pure domination in every way. And so now the challenge becomes, do I try to convince you or do I try to convince myself? What is the meaning of this game? What is the meaning of a 40-some point victory from Boston over Milwaukee? What does it mean? What does it matter? What will it affect? Obviously, the Bucks won. They would be, I think, just one win away from the number one seed.
Oh, we were in seed watch then. So
we ended up getting the one seed, didn't we?
Utah is kind of stunned. All right, Jake, your thoughts on the game?
Well, when the Bucks lose to the Celtics, I get as sad as I do when the Packers win. So, I don't know. I'm feeling really bummed out. I'm trying to not overreact because, yes, it is one game. But on the other hand, yes, they all count. It's just
This game matters nothing for me in terms of like tiebreaker or position or seeding. I don't care about that. I just want to know that
stuff from this game. Like,
I just want to know that we can beat them in a 7-game series.
Well, yeah, there's a chance. I mean, I think they're pretty close, but I don't know. There's a lot of things to just be annoyed about tonight. Like, I saw somebody on Twitter say, Giannis just got in his own head and he had one of those nights. And it's just really disappointing that 10 years in, Giannis is still susceptible to nights like that where it's like, no, it's not just your shot isn't falling. It's just you're doing really stupid, idiotic shit. They got a little bit of momentum in the third quarter, then immediately like 4 bad plays in a row, and they blew that. And then the lineup that Griff decided to play to start the fourth quarter, as you can see over my shoulder here, that lost the game. That was basically throwing in the white towel, and then it was like, let's get Dame back in there, and it was already too far gone. And the biggest point I want to have about tonight, and I know there's going to be a lot of sensitive, butthurt Bucks fans that don't like me saying this, that Chris Middleton contract is a problem. He was absolutely fucking abused by Tatum every time that he matched up on him. Middleton is not a good enough offensive player that he can overcome being targeted on defense. He's too important as far as like his role on the team, the money that they spend on him. And it's not like Tatum was doing anything amazing. It was just basic things. And Chris has no reaction time. Like, there's no athleticism there. And I think I look at what the Lakers did last year to get relevant again, and they traded a dollar for 10 dimes. The Bucks might need to do that with Middleton because they need athleticism. They need defense right now, and Middleton is giving them.
Yeah, but I'm not going to – like, Jason Tatum's one of the best players in the league. Of course he's going to cook Chris Middleton.
Well, my point is Jimmy Butler, Jason Tatum. I mean, any of these wings –
Well, then we need Giannis. We need a good defender on Tatum.
Well, that's the other thing. I thought Giannis was going to be defending the other team's best player. But
if the Drew trade hurts anything, it's that.
Well, yeah, I mean, defensively, clearly we all undervalue.
But if we had Drew tonight, I agree, we lose by fucking 30.
Who knows? But we definitely undervalued what his defense did for this team. I think it allowed guys like Brooke and Giannis to cheat a little bit, you know, stay in the lane a little bit more, be a little bit more reactive. So yeah, I don't like where this Middleton situation is going right now, and I don't think it's going to get better as he ages.
Jenny has a comment here. She says, thanks for the Tupelo honey tip. Went last Friday. It was great. Carl of Carl's Place, who you guys met at the tailgate. I just realized Bart is sitting on the floor. I am.
Yeah, Bart, is there a live, laugh, love anywhere in that room? Please tell me there is.
Yes.
Hey, Jake, who had a better... three-point percentage tonight, Chris or Dan?
I don't know. I don't have the box score in front of me.
It was Chris.
Yeah, you got set up on that one. Okay. Mark, anything else from you, Mark? Otherwise, I'm going to bring in Tony in that square.
I'm just going to disagree with Jake that we need Middleton. I'm sorry, he can't. Dan's one of the best in the league. You're not going to. We're going to need him in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm with Mark.
Anyone else.
I've always been with Mark.
Don't say I didn't tell you so.
Okay, then who do you want to trade for? We have nobody, we have no assets.
I don't have.
Yeah, I think he wants to trade Middleton for 10 shitty players, is what he said. Right?
I mean, look at what the Lakers did last year, right? They traded Westbrook and his ginormous salary, and they got Hachimura, and they got, who's the guard that they picked up? Why can't I freaking remember?
This is gonna be such a long season because Jake is gonna come in here every game that Chris has a little bit off night and complain about him.
You see the pillow, Jake?
I see it.
Live, laugh, love.
Beth, maybe that's what we need.
How did you know?
All I know is I'm just bummed. These, you know, it's the holiday season, no pun intended. And, you know, the Bucks have a chance to make me feel good. You know, they have a chance to give. They don't. Freaking, you know, you mentioned it. The Brewers, the Badgers, and their freaking shitty team. The Packers are going to get their faces kicked in tomorrow. Like, the only thing that could save me this weekend is CM Punk. That's it.
Well, he's not coming. All right, Mark. Thanks, buddy. Let's talk again.
All right.
That's Mark chiming in. I'm going to bring in Tony with you guys. Tony in Texas. From a winery? Where are you?
Yeah, I got a new purchase here, Bart. Here, don't want to.
Oh, you got a wine closet?
Yeah, you know what? Don't want to talk too much about it. You know, happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
But Tony's at a bar. Yep.
Everyone that listens to the Bart Winkler Show and watches this YouTube, you know, Jake, you're acting like you lost your puppy here. It's just a regular season game here in November. It's gonna be okay, man.
Boston, man.
Yeah, I like the fight in the team. I like teams that fight and keep on fighting to the end.
Here's what Jerry says. Bucks lost with gusto.
Yeah. Who
so, Tony, you like that the Bucks fought. Why didn't they fight in the first three and a half quarters? Like, I don't understand it. It seems to be a trend with this team.
They didn't shoot well. If you don't shoot well, you're going to lose or fall behind. You got to be able to shoot well, defend a three. That's what the Bucks didn't do in the beginning of the game. I mean, if you look at the percentages, look at the box score. They did not shoot well. The Celtics were on fire, and we fell behind. But they didn't give up. They could have just mailed it in. It's Thanksgiving Day tomorrow, and they kept on fighting. That, to me, that shows character, Bart. I don't know, man. It's something to build off.
Yeah, all I know is that I felt really shitty at the end of three quarters, and I feel less shitty at the end of four.
Absolutely.
Great. And I really don't think there's I still think the Bucks are better than the Celtics. Zach says, yeah, I think Porzingis is a better acquisition than Drew. Yeah, I think he'll, against us, he'll have a bigger impact, I think. What was what happened with Griffin and Giannis? I saw them like yelling at each other kind of and coaching. What was going down there?
It was just a conversation.
I think it was after
passionate individuals.
Was it they thought there was a goaltending or something? I don't know if Giannis thought they could challenge that, or and maybe he was explaining to him that they can't. I don't know.
Ben says Adrian Griffin's a bad coach, no experience. Well, the only way to get experience is by getting experience. David says Drew does not need to score with Boston. Okay, then don't fucking take 8 shots and miss 7 of them.
Yeah.
They still
Celtics
won,
bench
right?
Isn't any worse than the Bucks bench.
And they won.
Celtics bench is ass.
Yeah, Ben, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, go. So,
Al Horford's literally only good against us.
I feel like there are probably 31 other teams that would take our bench over their own this year.
TV Fanatic agrees with one of the prevailing thoughts of the night. Drew would not have done anything to bring us back. We would have lost by 30.
Well, yeah, let me talk about that. Let's piggyback off that. The team would have a worse record right now with Drew instead of Damian Lillard. That's a fact.
I think this Ben might be a Celtics fan. He says Dame's a good scorer, but worst defender in Bucks history. He also says Drew is so much better at defense than Dame. Well, no shit.
Monte Ellis is a worse defender in Bucks history.
Yeah. Chris Middleton, present day, is a worse defender than Damian Lillard.
His lateral move, I'll give you that. His lateral movement's not the best, but I wouldn't say he's a bad
defender. Not the best. He has none.
He's not a bad defender. He's got to get the agility back.
Oh, here's a Celtics fan. Here's a Celtics fan. Vinny, you guys are trash pretending like you figured something out. Celtics were toying with you and forgot they were playing the last 5 games. Or 5 minutes.
I got to say something to Vinny. His shit-talking game is off the mark because he didn't add an LOL at the end. Everybody knows on Twitter, if you say LOL, that you own someone.
He calls me Bert. He says, Bert is on drugs. We were close. They never led the entire game. I'm really curious how this happens. Because every time that we lose, every time that we lose any game, Packers lose a game, and it's fucking like Raiders fans up in the shit somehow. And then the Bucks lose the game, and all of a sudden there's new Celtics fans, and then Council leaves, and all of a sudden there's new Chicago fans. But it's only like 2 or 3. It's never like a concentrated effort. It's always like 1 or 2 or 3 guys stumbling around YouTube that find us, watch the whole thing, and just shit on us the whole time. It's so fucked up.
Don't these guys? I mean, these are Boston fans. Don't they have like racist tweets to be making right now, and some drinking to do?
I thought you spelled Bert with an E, not a U.
Hey,
I don't get the U one a lot.
Better Boston movie, The Town or The Departed?
The Departed.
Is Four Brothers a Boston movie? I like that one.
That's a good one, too. Yeah, that's a good one.
Nothing's better than The Departed, though. Let's
Departed's
be real.
Good.
Zach says put Ajax on defense on Tatum. He had a nice run there, and then they took him out.
Problem is, he can't score.
I loved when Ajax hit that big three and then just like did a wrestling move at the Boston bench. What'd you think of that, Vinny?
I like when Jaylen Brown was on the ground clapping. Fuck him.
That guy does not make basketball look fun. What is wrong with that dude?
Ben says Bucks have no chance against Celtics in playoffs.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Corey says, guys, it is November. Tish says Celtics have the Bucks number.
It's fucking November.
David says this is not a close game.
Please let me say something about this. It's November. Then why the fuck are we doing a show? Am I not supposed to be able to react? What the fuck?
Hey. It's November. Okay, next month's December.
Oh, sorry. I should only react when it's the fucking playoffs then? What the fuck? Jesus. Well,
playoffs resume Friday, Jake. Oh, shit. He left.
You should what, kick him
out. That was a lot of pent up anger from last season.
I'm glad broke Jake. Huh?
I'm glad you kicked Jake out.
I didn't touch it.
Oh, I doubt that.
Jake kicked out Jake.
Oh.
Well, Jake, know. Guys, okay, to Jake. So Jake has been waiting for Saturday for many months. he thinks that CM Punk is going to return at Survivor Series in Chicago, which he is not. And Jay won't admit it to himself yet. So he's been very on edge. And once that happens, you know, Jake will eventually need his time to mourn, and then he'll get over it.
Well, he's really going to lose his shit if the Packers win tomorrow.
Celtics bench is not ass. That's from Ben. Yes, it is.
Ben, I would just stop reading Ben's messages.
I would just say. So here's what I would say. Because now, like, semantic-wise, we're arguing.
If it's dream here.
So here's the thing. If you're a Celtics fan and you feel good about your team, you are not in a Bucks YouTube on fucking the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Okay? You're not here.
Well,
if you feel good about your team.
Let me toot your horn a little bit there, Bart. I mean, you are national now. Maybe people are picking up on that and they want to hop on your YouTube.
Speaking of national, on Friday, I will be in for Jim Rome from 11 to 2 Central.
Are you taking phone calls? I love the jungle. I want to get in the jungle with Bart.
I hope you all call. I want everyone that's ever been here to call.
Can you get Tim Corey to call in?
I need John and Franklin calling. I need Mike the Painter. I need Notebook Mike.
I want to have a smack off with Q.
I need
I don't think I would do well.
Yeah, I can't think of one smack off Q would win.
I might call in under a different alias and just let you guys have it.
What else do we have? Ben says Boston won 17 chips. So now we're in this part of the conversation.
Ben, you're like very chatty. Join us in the stream. Come show your face. Let's have a conversation.
Yeah. Here, I'll put the stream back up. The funny thing about Boston winning titles, it's like us being Packer fans talking about how we won 13 championships, because a lot of those we won in like the 1930s and fucking whatever. Here's the thing about Boston. Boston has not won. They won with Garnett, right? Otherwise, they have not won a championship since 1986. They get treated as this team that's fucking perennially great. They have not won. They've won one championship in Ben's lifetime, the same amount of my lifetime. So this Boston thing where they and when you won all those titles in the 60s, there were fucking 8 teams in the league for most of the time. Back half of the decade, there were like 10, 11 teams. Ooh, but a lot of these Bill Russell's so fucking great because he beat the same 7 teams over and over again. There was nobody in the fucking, they won round robins constantly. Good for them. 17 chips is the most fraudulent statistic that the NBA has going for it. So you're going to come here. This is what we're going to do.
Well, maybe Ben's getting confused with his Patriots. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right, Bart. I mean, 1986, and then I think they got one in what, 2008 or 9 with Garnett and Pierce.
Ajax and Marjan. This is from Shaq B, I think. Ajax and Marjan are going to be key to fixing this defense. Jake has valid points. If we see this stuff in January, y'all got to take them serious. So that's the November argument, Jake, is that it's still materializing.
Well, I mean, they're 10-5 right now, right?
I just think for the way Celtics fans have been talking and seemingly still talking, this was not like, yes, they had a big lead early, but it was not a performance where they can really, like, they'll celebrate it and be douchey. But it was not a performance where I would think, like, okay, the Bucks are not a threat. We don't have to worry about them. We are a threat.
Yeah, we're definitely a threat. I think the Celtics do have our number. Like, they just do. So, we can admit that. I just think this loss will have no bearing on what happens this spring if we play each other in the playoffs. So it's not a huge deal, but Boston has our number. Like, there's nothing we can do about that except for beating them in the playoffs.
Chris says Jake needed a Happy Place hemp gummy, possibly. As you know, this is where I'm going to transition into reminding you guys, you want these Black Friday sales, right? They basically do a Black Friday sale all GD year long. 25% off every time you order. Every time you order the gummies, the tinctures, the balms, all of it with the THC, the CBD, the CBG, the CBN, you need these kind of products. They have them for you. Check them out. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code BART, B-A-R-T. BERT won't work, E or U. BORT sometimes when we run a promo, but we're always running a promo. It's 25% off. So, hey, if you're a Boston fan, they'll ship them out to you as well. So at least from this takeaway, you joined the chat tonight. You made fun of some Bucks fans. You got a promo code on your gummies. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART. Let's get a Boston hemp drive. Let's get some gummies out to Massachusetts. Okay. Promo code BART. They're in Muskego if you want to visit them directly, College Court, or use the promo code HappyPlaceHemp.com. Elms says, the positives I got were that we played trash 3/4 of the game and almost came back to win. I'm not worried about the Celtics.
Well, hey, let's talk about that. I mean, it's actually just being a professional and playing out the game and making it difficult on the opponent. A lot of NBA teams would just mail it in. So you want to talk about Adrian Griffin, whether he has the pulse of the team. I think that's a good sign that, hey, I'm going to fight for my coach. Because let's face it, Bart, you're working for yourself and you're working for your boss. You know, so you got to fight for yourself, but you're also working for the guy in charge. So Griffin was able to keep him playing. You know, I didn't like the hire, but you can't fire the guy. Let him ride it out the season.
I am glad that there was like a week and a half of buffer between the uprising of Fire Griffin this game, because that would have really poured a lot of gas on that fire. And I don't think, like, on the list of things, Griff is a little lower for me on why they lost tonight. They shot like shit. Celtics, but there's got to be a way to figure that out. Like, I go back to what Frank Madden kept saying. They don't fear us, the Celtics, and they relish playing us, and they enjoy playing us, and that I wish that we could, like, get some fear. But then again, it always seems like we're playing there for some fucking reason.
I do think they fear Giannis, though, Grant, Bart. I do think they
I'm honored.
Yeah. I was thinking Grant Williams, actually, not Grant Bills.
Oh, Slim Lewis gives a $5 donation to the show, says, always love the shows. Thanks. Feeling very optimistic about Beauchamp's future. Yeah, he got in there for a little bit, but he played 22 minutes, I guess. Okay. Kind of quiet 22. Q, you had your hand raised like we're in quiet.
Yeah, I think Tony's point about playing for Griff, like the basement of the season, the low point for this season was when we lost in Toronto that first game by like 30 points. And I think we learned a lot from that. And Griff probably learned how to motivate this team, like Tony was saying, to get them to fight till the end and not throw in the towel. If we would have lost tonight by even 10 points, I would have been disappointed. But to lose by 3 with that B's 3 at the end, I think it is a moral victory, because that first quarter was god awful. I think we went 0-for-8 to start the game.
That's almost impossible to overcome. I won't say moral victory at all, but I think that I don't think that the gap is like, it's going 7 either way. The series is going 7.
Let's get there first. We got to get there. Last year, we didn't even get there, guys.
I think that's a good point.
Get there, Miami, the Sixers, these teams, you never know.
Magic beat the Nuggets.
Yeah, we could have, but we got to get there first. So let's enjoy. Who used to say it? Was it Sparky? Enjoy the ride, man, or whoever would say it.
Oh, speaking of Sparky, I didn't even tell him yet, but the toy drive's next week at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, and I'm going to join him a few days.
Does he have like 20 Christmas trees still? Is he still doing that?
I believe he does do that.
I believe
he does.
The worst part of this game to me was Jaylen Brown's stat line. He's been having a terrible year, and I hope this game doesn't get him going against us.
10 of 16, 3 of 5 from 3.
26 points, probably a season high for him.
Yeah. I could check that. No.
Honestly,
it's not been that bad.
If we had blown that big lead, and let's say we were the Celtics, let's reverse it. We had the big lead, and we barely hung on and won. Would we feel good about that? Maybe.
Oh, I'd be cocking off big time.
You would be.
Yeah.
I like showing
Because Dame would have been the builder of that comeback. Like, Dame was going crazy. And if he didn't miss that bunny at the end, like, we could have finished it.
Hey, Slim Bart says the Bucks will bring in more defense at the deadline and or another score if Middleton isn't 100%. And they may do that. There may be a trade. I don't think Bobby had a big impact tonight. Connaughton, what was he up to? But they're not trading Middleton.
No, they're not. Hey, Bart, I got the genesis of your hatred for the Celtics. It goes back to Pharrell. The Henry Winkler drops by, who is that?
Oh, Carver High.
Dude, that was awesome.
I think do you still have that? That we got to go revisit that.
Yeah, I got that somewhere.
And actually, I like Pharrell, but that that was good stuff. That was good radio. You know, people shouldn't trip out about this game. It's in November. The Bucks fought. They're showing progress. They're 10-5. Have a good Thanksgiving. Watch the Packers. Maybe the Packers will pull it out tomorrow. And I'm thankful for you guys, and I'm going to drop. But, you know, have a great Thanksgiving.
Oh, wait, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Here's $2 for me to say the word draft.
Oh, yeah. Don't say draft.
I don't even say it's sexy. Draft. Draft.
Kristen, join us in the stream.
That's Jake's wife.
Is it really? It's probably Jake's burner account.
Tony, if you saw the Jonas Brothers at Tupelo Honey, would you go up to them for a picture?
No.
I couldn't do it.
But I did see them at true story. I saw them at a Packer game in 2014.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't bother the guys, but they were playing the Cowboys, that infamous Dez Bryant game.
You know why I won't go up to a celebrity or anybody? Because Paul Allen ruined that for me when I saw him at the Vegas casino, and I had a relationship with him on the air. I said, hey, Paul, I'm Bart. We talk. I'm in Milwaukee. And he said, hey, great kid. Here's a fucking dollar. He gave me a dollar coin. Chip at the link. So yeah. He ruined it for me for everybody.
Yeah.
I can't get Paul Allen to fucking talk to me.
Has anyone ever asked for an autograph from you before?
Nobody over the age of 9. What is my autograph worth?
I mean, a picture, maybe? They've maybe like a picture.
Autographs aren't worth anything. Pictures are the new autograph. Right?
I could see Matt from the Falls wanting a picture, like an autograph of you.
I would feel like you would be more prone than Matt to want an autograph. I would feel. Matt would be like, what the fuck is this? I don't want this. What the fuck?
He's the one that got you that green screen or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Matt gives me practical things.
Didn't he know your address? Come on.
Whatever.
All right. I kid. All right, guys. Hey, go Pack. We got to win tomorrow. Let's win tomorrow and keep the Packers.
Is everybody playing? Who fucking everybody's hurt?
I know. But back to your theory. The Lions won the game.
Oh, I still need a survivor pick. Anybody?
Oh, shit.
Saints over Falcons. Left? Saints over Falcons. A lot of people are going to go Titans over Panthers. I'm scared by that one.
No, I think the Panthers are due.
I agree.
Hey, would you be interested in Adam Thielen on this team?
Oh, fuck. At first I thought you were going to mend my show. Weren't you going to get me Zeke on my show for a while?
That guy.
What Zeke happened to that?
Zeke Elliott's I don't want to say bad things about him, but.
Hey, look, it's that Cubs. One of the Cubs guys are here tonight just to fucking say Council will own Brewers poverty franchise. They're all coming over. Whoa, super $20 from Dave.
Dave from Cut-A.
Now I feel like Tom Grassi. I'm going to make money just talking. No, that's not Dave from Cut-A. That's another Dave.
Okay.
I ran to David. A wrestling show once, but not Dave from Cudahy.
Yeah, Dave. I think Dave had like 5 jobs at one time.
This is going to go to the microphone fund, or maybe the toy drive fund.
There you go.
I'll do that.
All right. Well, I will try to give you a call. What's your hours on Friday? 11 to 2 Central?
Yeah.
All right.
855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS.
What is up, clones?
It's Portion Bart. Of the show brought to you by Wesley Fine. Yeah, I'm not doing any of Rome shtick.
No Eagle River drops.
Oh, Dave, of course I remember that. Dave said, I can't. Of course I remember that. But I was kind of drunk, so he is right. I did throw garbage at him, yes.
Bart, you should take the Patriots over the Giants.
Did you like Pittsburgh?
I can't do that. Did I like Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I mean, I know you were kind of drunk most of the time, but
Pittsburgh changed me as a man. It made me realize that I'm a piece of garbage.
Ooh.
I'm a little worried about Thanksgiving because I just had a couple pork sliders tonight and I was bloated all night. And like, I haven't had a good thing. I feel like shit every Thanksgiving. And then you overeat because it's like, this is once in a year.
Right.
Lasagna is just so good though.
Shut the fuck up, Q. Hey,
Pittsburgh, they put French fries and everything. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I had the loaded fries.
Like, you get a salad, they put fries on it. You get a pizza, they put fries on it.
Here's a Bucks comment. It's been 10 minutes. Put Ajax on Tatum. I like that idea. See, we're brainstorming here. We're picking out things. How come you guys aren't, like, hanging out with all your high school buddies at the Townie Bar tonight?
I'm on kid duty. She's just asleep.
Oh, someone just reminded me of this. I wanted to play it. Greg Popovich tonight.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to play it. Kawhi Leonard is the first time playing there, right? Since he got traded? That's impossible.
God, this Popovich, I cannot stand this guy.
So Kawhi was at the line getting booed.
Pops on the mic.
Pop took the PA mic and told the crowd not to boo. And I've seen mixed reaction to that. Like, Pop's a legend and also retire now, you old fuck.
Yep.
Pop was trolling. That's like when someone on Raw tells the crowd not to boo Dom. They know he's going to get booed more. Okay, maybe he wanted them to boo louder, but he wants to play the nice guy. Maybe. Any other thoughts on that or anything? Otherwise, we will talk after Packers Lions.
You got to take the Pats. That's my pick for you. 3.5-point favorites.
But they suck.
Well, are the Cowboys on the table? They're going to kill the Commanders.
Nah, I already took them. What about Vikings over the Bears?
What's your other option?
Vikings over Bears, Saints over Falcons. Titans over Panthers, Patriots over Giants, Detroit over Green Bay. I think I took Detroit already. I took Detroit against the Raiders.
Vikings over Bears because I feel like Fields is balling out for his future.
Yeah, I think the Bears. I might fucking take the Bears then. Shit.
Yeah.
Hey, NFL question right now. Who's your MVP? You can't think of one.
Hurts?
Holy shit.
He hasn't won one.
Even though his stats are like identical to Love's.
I would go Stroud. I'd go Stroud, man.
I saw that tweet. I was like amazed. I had no idea.
Here's a vote for Stroud. All right. You guys have a good Blackout Wednesday. It looks like we're all going to be in good shape for Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Bart.
All right, Bart. Get some rest.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving to you all, and we'll talk again on Thanksgiving.
Sounds good. Talk to you later.
See you, boys.
Tax day is coming.
Oh, no.
But if you sign up for Robinhood Gold's IRA with a 3% match, you can get up to $195 for the 2023 tax year.
Oh, yeah.
Sign up at Robinhood.com/boost by tax day to get the biggest contribution match on the market. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.